I feel very blessed I have opportunity to come here, and also I'm truly encouraged by all the brothers and sisters.
今天早上黄牧师给我这个机会跟大家一起来思想神的话语。
This morning, Pastor Fang gave me the opportunity to study God's words together with all of you.
那我们今天要思想的这段经文，其实本来在希伯来书里面。是希伯来书的作者没有准备要写的一段。
Well, the passage we're going to study this morning from Bible is from the book of Hebrew. Actually, the author of the book of Hebrew did not need to put this passage in the book of Hebrew.
其实我给黄牧师的经文是从五章的十一节到六章的三节。
Truly, the passage for our scripture reading this morning I give to Pastor Fang is from chapter 5, verse 14.To chapter 6, verse 3 in the book of Hebrew.
但是我不晓得哪一位同工把它缩短成为五章十四节到六章一节。
But I didn't know which co-worker kind of shortened it from chapter 5, verse 14 to chapter 6, verse 1.
我觉得缩短的非常好。
Well, it's perfect.
因为这两节经文就是这段经文的最核心的部分。
Well, actually, these two verses are the main theme I'm going to talk about during today's service.
我为了让这个整个经文的画面更加的完整呢，我们来再来把五章十一节到六章三节，我们一起来读过一遍。
Well, in order to make sure we understand the whole picture after this sermon, let's go ahead and read the whole Bible verse from chapter 5, 14 to chapter 6, verse 3.
对，一六章第二节。我想荧幕上面的字可能太小了哈，所以你们用自己的手机或者是自己纸板的圣经好不好？我们中英文我们一起读，同时读。
Maybe the words are kind of small and showing on the PowerPoint here, but if you have a cell phone or you have a Bible, please open it. Let's read together.
好，那我们从五章十一节，中文跟英文我们就同时读哈。来第十一节来。论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。看你们学习的功夫本该做师父，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。所以你们应当竭力离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑信靠神各样洗礼按手之礼使人复活，以及永远审判各种教训。神若许我们，我们必如此。
We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and the faith in God.Instruction about baptism, the laying on the hands, the resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment, and God permitting, we will do so.
为什么我说这段经文其实本来作者没有准备要写的
？Why I say actually the author did not need to write this passage in the book of Hebrew?
因为你看到刚才在第十一节的时候。这个作者他说，论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话难以解明，并且你们听不进去。
But if you look at verse 10, it says, Aaron was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn.
所以你就看见他本来要谈到一个人物叫做麦基喜德。
Well, actually, he originally want to talk about one character. His name was Melchizedek.
但是他突然间想到说，关于麦基喜德的很多真理，可能对他的读者来说有一点太深奥了。
But then he realized, well, about this character Melchizedek.And anything related to him is probably too complicated, too profound for a lot of audience.
那些信徒的真道的根基太弱了。
Well, he realized a lot of believers, the knowledge they have in Bible and God was very weak.
他们没有办法了解。
Well, those people could not understand.
所以他就很感慨地说，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师父。谁知还得有人将圣言小学的开端另外教导你们，并且什么呢？必须吃奶，不能吃干粮。
Therefore, he felt so strongly and said, "In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food."
所以你就了解到说，希伯来书作者他当时要写信的那一群对象的基督徒。其实他们是一群信主已经有相当年日的一群基督徒。
Well, if you realize the readers for this book of Hebrew and the author, they write it for them. Those believers, actually, they haven't been believers for a long time.
但是他们太不长进。
But they never make any progress, never grow in truth.
所以搞了半天，还是仍然连那个最基本的真理都需要人家再来教导，再来教导。
And toward the end, they still need people to teach them the elementary truths about God.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得在我们中间所有的弟兄姐妹，你们圣经的根基怎么样？
Well, I don't know all the brothers and sisters sitting here. What are your foundations of the knowledge about Bible?
我不晓得我们中间会不会有一些弟兄姐妹也是。如果我们今天早上我们就是要来谈麦基喜德的话，你会不会都还搞不清楚麦基喜德是谁？
Well, maybe I'm afraid some brothers and sisters are like that. Say, this morning I'm going to talk about this character, Melchizedek. Maybe a lot of people don't even know this character, Melchizedek.
怎么样能够了解麦基喜德这样子的一个人跟耶稣基督又有什么关系呢？
Well, then, what kind of relationship of this character, Melchizedek, to Jesus Christ?
所以同样的问题就是说，如果今天早上我是要来讲麦基喜德做主题的话，那我不晓得有多少弟兄姐妹你们听得进去。
Well, like this morning, I'm going to talk about this character, Melchizedek. Well, how many brothers and sisters you could really listen to it?
当然，我们中间一定有圣经根基非常扎实的弟兄姐妹。
Of course, among us, we will have some brothers and sisters. They have a very strong, solid foundation for Bible.
但是会不会有一些弟兄姐妹，你也已经信主很多年了，但是今天讲到麦基喜德的时候，你还真的是还不知道他是谁？
Well, maybe a lot of brothers and sisters, you have been believers following Jesus for many years, but this morning I'm talking about the character of Melchizedek, and you still don't know who is this character.
到底知道麦基喜德或不知道麦基喜德有关系吗？
Well, you know the character Melchizedek, or you don't know him.
这件事情有这么重要吗？
Is it a big deal?
会不会有些弟兄姐妹会觉得说，其实这个些圣经的知识有什么关系呢？
Well, some brothers and sisters they may say, "Hey, those are just knowledge of Bible. Is it really important?"
其实圣经里面不是告诉我们说，知识是叫人至高至大，唯有爱心才能够造就人吗？
Well, Bible told us.Knowledge puffs us up, only love builds up.
是不是其实我们弟兄姐妹当中，我们应该多讲、多探讨、多提醒的是要有爱心，要有信心，比较重要吧
？Well, all the brothers and sisters, don't we, you know, need to all mention more mention about faith, loving hearts? Aren't those more important?
那些艰深的圣经知识有跟没有？有什么关系呢？
Those complicated and profound knowledge about Bible, you know, a habit or not habit is actually important.
所以就会有很多弟兄姐妹，其实很多时候就是不太喜欢进入那些他们觉得太深奥的一些圣经的。
So a lot of brothers
the 经文里面。
So a lot of brothers and sisters, they do not want to get in depth about those Bible knowledge.
可是弟兄姐妹，如果麦基喜德的真理不重要的话。
But, brothers and sisters, if the truth about the character of Melchizedek if it's not important.
那希伯来书的作者就不会在这个地方很感慨，对不对？
Then the author of the book of Hebrew won't feel so strong here.
他如果觉得很感慨，就表示这个真理是重要还是不重要？
Well, if he felt so strong about this character, that means this is important.
是非常重要。
It is very important.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们不知不觉会太轻忽了圣经真理知识的重要性。
Well, a lot of times, brothers and sisters, intentionally or unintentionally, you may be take lightly about the knowledge of a Bible.
没错，我们刚刚讲到圣经里面是有这样一句话说，知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心才能够造就人。
Of course, the Bible words, one of the Bible words is in the Bible, knowledge puffs people up, only love builds up.
可是我们读经不能够断章取义的。
But if we read Bible, we cannot just grab this one words and only talk about this one words and not think about the whole content as a whole.
因为你读到这些经文，可是你在圣经里面会找到另外一段经文。
Well, if you read this Bible words, then you can find another Bible words in the Bible.
在罗马书的第十章的地方，保罗讲到说，犹太人不信耶稣，他们为什么会不信耶稣？
Well, in the Bible, the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 2, Apostle Paul talked about why Jewish people do not believe in Bible.
保罗说他们这些犹太人，他们是因为对神有热心，却不是按着真知识。
Well, those people, those Jews, they do have a burning desire, love.And for God, but they do not have a true knowledge.
他们可能对神是充满热情的。
They have a burning desire and enthusiasm.
他们觉得他们很信神。
Well, they feel like I am truly believing God.
很爱神的。
And I love God so much.
可是他们的真理知识就是有一个极大的一个缺陷。
But there is a they have a big lack of knowledge about the truth.
而保罗说这样子的一个真理知识上的缺陷使得他们没有办法对神的儿子产生那样子他们需要有的一个信心。
Well, because the lack of the important part of the truth in Bible, in God, then make them lack of a faith in God's only one son, Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹你就发现到说如果我们的真理根基是薄弱的你的信心也一定是薄弱的。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, if your foundation of the truth in God and Bible is very weak, then your faith will be very weak too.
没错我们需要去防备那些因为有知识而很容易会产生骄傲的这个危机。
Of course, we need to prevent that if you are very knowledgeable, you could become very arrogant. You need to avoid that. You need to prevent that.
但是你也绝对不能够掉进到那个因为真理根基薄弱，以至于信心就软弱的那一个危机。
But you also cannot falling away to the situation because your lack of the foundation, elementary knowledge, truth about Bible and God, then your faith is being weakened.
所以圣经从来没有轻忽过真理知识的重要性。
Bible never take lightly about the importance of knowledge.
是我们人自己的懒惰跟不长进会让我们去抓住这样子的一个借口而不必在圣经真理上面找。
It's all due to our human beings nature of laziness and do not want to make a progress, do not want to grow in the truth of Bible.
所以不论今天你拿起圣经来你觉得这本圣经是很容易懂的还是你觉得这本圣经是很难懂的
Today, when you hold on the Bible, no matter you think this Bible is easy to be understood or it's hard to be understood
不论你这个感觉怎么样我们都一样我们每个人都必须要追求在正道上面
No matter how do you feel, it doesn't matter your feeling We need to really pursue in the truth
所以今天我们所读的这段经文其实希伯来书的作者就是第一个要向特别再一次的强调我们必须在正道上面走
Today the passage we just read for the book of Hebrew the author truly encouraged us we really need to make progress grow in the truth in Bible knowledge
所以在第六章的第一节那里才会说我们应当离开基督道理的开端
Therefore
竭力进到完全的地步
Therefore, chapter 6, verse 1 says, Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity.
这就是竭力追求在正道上的长进。
Well, Well, that is truly making the progress and grow in the truth of the Bible.
在这个周末，有十四位我们路程教会的弟兄姐妹一起在上这个基督生平的课程。
This weekend, we have about 14 brothers and sisters from Louisville Chinese Christian Church. They all get together and study for the course of Jesus Christ's life.
这是一个有六册课本的一个课程。
Well, that's the course. Totally has a 6 series of books.
需要用一年半的时间才能够完成。
It takes about 1.5 years to complete this course.
这是需要委身下去才能够读完的课程。
You need to humble yourself, truly study in order to complete the course.
为什么我们的弟兄姐妹愿意来委身来上这样子的课程？
Why brother and sister want to humble themselves and come here to study the course?
弟兄姐妹，这就是竭力追求在正道上面的长进。
That is how the brothers and sisters want to make the progress, want to grow in the truth.
那么我不是说你没上这些课，没上这一门课程，你就是不长进啊。
Well, I didn't mean if you didn't come to study this course and you don't want to make the progress.
重点是我们要长进。
But the important thing is we need to grow.
那当然，如果你这一次没上，你很希望上，以后都还有机会。
Well, of course, this time if you miss the opportunity, next time if you want to attend, we will still have the opportunity.
但是这段经文不仅是跟我们强调我们在正道上面必须长进。
So this passage not just emphasizes we need to grow in the truth of a Bible knowledge.
它还进一步的跟我们指出我们如何在正道上面长进。
And also tell us how do we do in order to grow in the truth.
它把那个在正道上面长进的那个途径。帮我们画出来。
And paint a picture of the path how to grow in the truth.
所以接下来我就要跟大家一起来思想，我们是怎么样可以在正道上面来长进。
So now let us to talk about how do we grow in the truth.
其实你会发现到说，在这段经文里面，希伯来书的作者向我们显示了在真道上面长进的三个面向。
Well, actually, this passage shows the author of the book of Hebrew. He told us there are 3 aspects for growing in truth.
在真道上面长进的时候，有三个面向必须同时长进。
Well, growing the truth needs 3 aspects, 3 perspectives.
怎么样来找出这三个面向呢？
How do we find these 3 aspects?
我们先来把这段经文里面，那现在特别是11-14节的当中，有所有关于跟长进有关的动词，我们先抓出来。
So now look at the words from chapter 5:11-14. Let's pick all the verbs talk about grow.
从这中间，你就会发现里面含着三个面向。
If you look at those words, you can see the 3 aspects.
那哪些动词呢？我们来看一下哈。
So what are the words here? Let's look at them.
你们可以对照你们手上的圣经，我这边用 highlight 放在荧幕上面。
Well, you can go ahead and look at your own Bible. I highlighted those important words.
那第一个就是简明，在第十一节。
The number one is make clear.
第二个呢，就叫做听不进去，反过来说就是听进去。
Well, the second one is understand.
这个中文说听不进去，英文说 understand， 其实这个在原文这两个意思把它合起来就对了。
If you look, if you read the Bible in Chinese version, it says could not hear. Actually, in the English translation, it's understand. Actually, it's connected to each other.
就是从明白以至于能够接受。
Then from understand, then you can accept.
然后第三个动词是做师傅。
Then the third word is the third word is to be teachers.
第四个动词你看到的是叫吃奶。
The fourth word is a drinking milk.
第五个动词你看到的是吃干粮。
The number 5 word is eating solid food.
第六个是这里说不熟练，反过来说就是熟练。
Well, here the sixth word is not acquainted with.
第七个动词叫做习练，有没有？
Number 7 is constant use.
你可以说是practice， 也可以说是 constant use.
You can say either practice or constant use.
然后第八个叫做通达。
Number 8 is be acquainted with.
Between.
Between. Yes, yeah. Between.
中文是说通达，英文NIV 圣经说they have trained themselves.
The English word for the perfect translation for this situation is trained.
那如果是一个更 literal 的一个字义的翻译的话，你可以说是 they have their sense been trained.
They have their what?
Their senses.
Their senses, okay. 所以的话，如果用中文就是更细致的，用文字上的解释，就是说他们的这种感觉是被培训出来。
所以其实就是讲到说，他们的一种属灵的敏锐度、判断力已经被训练出来。
That means, their sensitivity, their sense, and their spiritual growth has been well trained.
所以中文就用通达这两个字来把它表达。
Then in a Chinese word called 通达 but English word is to be trained.
那最后一个动词就是分辨。
Well, the last verb is distinguish.
所以这里有九个动词，我们可以把它抓出来。
So here, totally 9 words, we can grab it from this passage.
都是跟我们在真道上面的长进有关系的。
It's all related to how to grow in the
truth. 那你如果仔细的看这九个动词，我们把吃奶跟吃干粮先放开来。
Well, let's look at these 9 words.First of all, let's put aside drinking milks and eating solid food.
在另外这七个动词的当中，你发现它们中间是有次序的。
Well, if you look at the other 7 verbs, they have order.
这个次序你可以说，在成长的次序，从解明到听进去。
Well, if you look at how to grow, it's from make clear to understand.
然后听进去之后，下一步就是习练，然后到熟练的地步。
After you understand, then you constantly use, you practice, so you be acquainted with.
然后熟练了之后，在下一步就会到达通达的状况。
Well, after you are acquainted with, then you will be trained.
那当你通达了之后，你就能够分辨。
When you are trained, then you can distinguish.
然后最后的一个阶段叫做做师傅。
Then the last step is you are to be the teacher.
所以这里很显然是有一个次序在这里面。
So you can tell there is a sequential order here.
那当然吃奶跟吃干粮也有次序，对不对？
Of course, drinking milk and eating solid food also have order.
我想吃奶跟吃干粮，我不需要多说。
Well, I don't need to say too much about drinking milk and eating solid food.
到什么样子的阶段才开始算是在吃干粮？
Well, the important thing is, what stage will you be in order to claim I'm eating solid food?
我想你可以说，一个人必须要在真道的成长到一个他能够做习练，才开始算是在吃干粮。
Of course, in the process of theand also the path of growing truth, in order to eating solid food, you have to be acquainted with those knowledge.
因为在第十四节这里讲到说，那些吃干粮的人是怎样。
And in verse 14, talk about the people who are eating the solid food. What kind of people they are?
他说他们的心窍习练的通达就能分辨好歹。
But solid food is for the mature who by constant use,have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
所以吃干粮的人至少是能够做习练的。
Well, the people who are already eating the solid food, at least they are trained.
所以如果你只是读经、解释圣经、明白圣经。
Well, if you just reading the Bible, study the Bible, explain the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，你还算是婴孩。
Well then, brothers and sisters, you are still an infant.
你还只是吃奶。
Well, you are still in the stage of drinking milk.
换句话说，神的话语你还没有真正的消化。
On the other hand, you cannot truly digest God's words.
所以你看见这样子的次序的时候，你也看见到这些动词也表明出这个我们在读经上面成长的三个面向跟四个层次。
Well, here when you read those words.Also give you a clear picture of orders how to grow in truth.
这三个面向是哪三个面向呢？
Three aspects. What are the three aspects?
这三个面向就是认知性的面向跟实践性的面 象，还有整合性的面向。
The first aspect is to understand. The second aspect to practice. Third aspect is to grow in truth as a whole, overall.
解明跟听进去，在表现，在展现出来的是那个认知性的成长。
Well, first of all, you understand, then you practice.Then you can understand and practice as a whole.
而从习练到熟练，是在表明那个实践性的成长。
And from constant use to practice, it is the process of being trained.
然后从通达到能分辨，是显示出那种整合性的成长。
Then from trained to distinguish can show you how you grow in truth as a whole.
所以我们在真道上面成长，一定这三个面向都不能否决。
Well, in order to grow in the truth, you cannot avoid any steps of these three aspects.
那这里看到的也可以说是四个层次。
Well, here you also can see totally there are four layers, four stages.
所以你从认知性的成长，还要再进一步到实践性的成长。
First of all, growing in truth, you need to understand. Then you come to the stage of constant use and practice.
有实践性的成长，还要再进一步到能够做整合性这样子的一个成长。
And you practice, then eventually you can understand and practice as a whole.
然后最后一个层次就是你要成为一位能够做师傅。
The last stage is you will be the teacher.
这个做师傅就是整个在真道上面成长，神放在我们面前的一个目标。
Well, to be the teacher is the goal God gave to us when you grow in the truth.
所以我们在真道上的成长，就是我们需要从建立头脑的知识，进到我们能够用到生活上面的实践，然后逐渐整合所有我们领受的真理。
Well, grow in the truth. Number one, we need to understand. Number two, we need to practice, put into our daily use. Number three, then we come to the stage. We can have understanding and practice overall as a whole.
所以终究神的话语在我们的心中不是那种碎片式的分散的一些碎片知识而已。
And God's words to us are not those cracked pieces.
而是全面贯通，内化到我们的生命。
And it's all connected together, and everything as a whole come to our life.
所以让我们一样一样的稍微来思想一下，我们怎么样在每一个面向里面来成长。
Let's study it step by step, aspect by aspect.
我们先来思想一下认知性的成长，就是这里所说的解明跟听进去这两个动词在表达。
Number one, we're going to talk about aspects to understand the truth. Here, the words we need to study are make clear and understand.
你会同意我任何一个真理一定要先透过解明，我们才能够了解，才能够接受的进去。
Any truth, you need to make it clear in order to be understood and accepted.
你没办法接受任何一个你还不了解的一个真理。
You cannot accept any truth which you don't even understand it.
所以这意思就是说，当我们读圣经的时候，弟兄姐妹确实是需要有一种打破砂锅问到底的这种探索的一个心在我们的里面。
So brothers and sisters, when you read Bible, you really need to read and study in depth, all the way go in deep.And profoundly to understand it.
让我们不是读圣经的时候，我们就读一个表面的意思，好像也听得懂啊，每个字都看得懂啊，我们就过去了。
Well, when you read Bible, it's not like just try to understand the superficial meaning. Well, of course, every single word you know how to read it, you think that's okay, just go past it.
我们会问说这是什么意思？
Ask ourselves, what is this truly mean?
我们会说为什么是这样子呢？
Why is like that?
我们会说这又怎么样？这有这这样子的一个事实真理，它意味着什么？
Well, then this fact, this truth, what is truly mean?
我们会问说这段经文里面讲到这一个，又讲到这个，它们中间的关联性到底是什么？
And we read this Bible verse talk about this part, and the other one talk about the other part. What is the relationship? What's the connection between?
所以我们会深入的去把它解明来了解。
We need to profoundly go in depth to try to understand it.
弟兄姐妹，我们一定要走过这样子的一个 journey, 一个旅程。
So brothers and sisters, we need to go through this journey.
因为神的话语对我们都是从右边耳朵进去，从左边耳朵出来。
Otherwise, when we study the Bible words, it's going to go to our left ears and come out right away from our right ears.
你们有没有那种经验？
What do you ever have experience like this?
就是你早上读经灵修祷告完了，正经一盖出门，车子还没有开到一半，你已经忘记了早上刚刚灵修了什么。
Well, this morning you did Bible study, you read the Bible words, and then you close your Bible, go to the car before you even realize you already forgot what you have already learned.
因为你只是肤浅的读过去而已。
You just superficially.
那个话根本就没有进入你的心里面。
You never truly let the Bible words come to your heart.
如果你早上读经，或者是你晚上花两个钟头在那边研经，你是很仔细的一个读，前面往后面读，后面往前面读，像我刚刚说的，问的很多问题。
Well, if you read the Bible this morning, in the morning, then study, spend 2 hours in the evening to study the Bible words, and you constantly question, constantly study.
一点一点的抓出很宝贵的一些亮光，一些真理出来。
Little by little, you dig in to it and see the sparks of the Bible.
我弟兄姐妹，你就忘不了了。
Then you will not forget it.
所以这就你就很你就很容易可以知道说我读经的深度到底有多少。
Well, then truly you understand how, what is the in depth you read Bible.
你忘不了就是有深度。
Well, if you cannot forget, that means you already studied that Bible words in depth.
你一下就忘了，就是你读经根本就没有，根本就没有进去。
You just easily forget it. That means you never truly dig into the Bible.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人都必须要扎实的走过自己对圣经的经文这种解明，来了解，来领受进去这样子的一个心理路程。
So, brothers and sisters, every one of you.When you study Bible, you need to go through this path of make clear, understand, then accept the Bible truth.
就是需要下功夫去操练怎么样解释圣经。
You got to spend time and effort to study Bible.
所以这是第一个，我们每个人其实都需要的。
That's the number one aspect. All of us need to do it.
那我们进一步来谈第二个面向的成长。
Now let's talk about the second aspect of the Bible truth.
就是透过习练跟熟练这两个动词所表达出来的那个实践性的成长。
It's through the two words of constant use, practice, and be acquainted with.
我想你很容易可以了解到解明跟习练这是两个很不同的面向。
Very easily you can understand. They are two different aspects. Understand and practice.
弟兄姐妹，不仅是不同的面向，而且是不同的深度。
Well, there are different aspects, and also there are different in depth.
如果我们只是把经文解明了、了解了，但是我们却没有去习练它，没有去应用它，把这生活当中把它实践出来。
Well, if we just understand the Bible, we never practice put into our daily use.
弟兄姐妹，那个真理对你来说只是纯理论而已。
Well, then those truths for you, they're just knowledge.
所以你的信心建立在这种纯理论的真理知识上面的话，你这个信心绝对是一个纸上谈兵的信心。
Well, then if your faith is only based on those knowledge, then your faith is sort of like a paper faith. It's never.Truly in your daily life.
纸上谈兵的信心就是每当我们读经的时候，我们就是阿们阿们阿们。
Well, here, Reverend Lin talked about old Chinese saying. 纸上谈兵 means, in the Pre-Qin dynasty, the chief commander for the military, he know how to plan the combat on paper, but he doesn't know how to command the real.Combat in the real combat field. So, if you only study the knowledge on paper, do not put into the actual daily use. What happened?
所以你读经的时候都是阿们的，都没问题的，都接受了。
So every time you read Bible, you just read the knowledge, constantly saying amen, amen, amen. You accept it.
可是你遇到生活上要把它行出来的时候，七个字就跑出来了。
Then when you put into the daily use practice.Those seven words should come out.
那个七个字叫做但是万一怎么办？
Well, those seven words is, but what should I do?
神无所不能，阿们，对不对？ 神无所不能。
Okay. God can do everything. Amen.
福音本是神的大能。阿们，对不对？
Gospel is the power of God. Amen.
但是我们一说我们一起出去传福音，马上就说 no.
Well, then they say, hey, let's go together. Go out of here and tell people about the good news and the gospel. Oh, no.
为什么 no 呢？
Why you say no?
因为我不是神。
Because I'm not God.
万一人家传了人家不信怎么办？
How about if I tell people the good news but they do not believe?
所以纯理论的真理，你发现到说在我们的头脑里面，可是对我们是毫无意义的。
But those truths only in knowledge in our head is no use.
再宝贵的真理，你没有把它放进到生活的实践，弟兄姐妹，那个真理有跟没有根本就没差别。
No matter how precious those truths is, but if you never put into the daily use, practice it, those truths has no use.
我再举一个例子，虚心的人有福了，有没有听过？
I give you another example. If you are a humble person, you are well blessed.
耶稣的八福中间的第一福，哎。
Well, among the eight blessings.From Jesus.
有没有人不阿们？
The first blessing. Well, everybody, you listen to it. Anybody say no?
我们全部都阿们，对不对？
We all say amen.
可是你想想看，你知道虚心的人有福了。可是你如果没有去操练虚心，你没有学会谦卑的功课。
Well, everyone knows the humble people are well blessed. But if you never practice humble in your life,
你没有真正走在你的生命里面去经验到虚。的人怎么个有福法？
Well, if you never experience how the humble people being blessed in your true life,
那虚心人有福这个真理对你有什么价值？
Then the humble people are well blessed people.
没有价值。
What kind of value to you? There's no value.
仍然只是一个废物。
It is just something. It's just a knowledge. Never have a true value.
那怎么可以呢？
So what should you do?
神的真理在我们的身上竟然变成跟废物一样。
Well, the truth.Of God in our life, it's no use.
关键就是因为我们没有去操练它。
Because we never put
没有去实践它。
We never truly constantly use and practice in it.
所以到了一个地步，我们的头脑很大，我们的身体很小。
So we come to the stage. We have a big head with a small body.
我们是属灵的巨头鹰。
We are the we are sort of like those eagles of a spirit, those spiritual eagle. We have a big head.
讲起道理来头头是道。
We can keep saying those knowledge. We're very knowledgeable. We can say it very well.
讲道讲得比你们的牧师还好。
Oh, we can even give a sermon. Our sermon is even better than the sermon given by the pastor.
其实这是很难的。我知道你们牧师讲话讲得很棒。
It is hard to do that because your pastor really gives.
但是有人真的是可以讲得很棒的。
Well, some people can give a great sermon.
但是生活上却一点都用不出来。
And in their true life.In
their daily life, they never practice in it. 这种人在这个、
well, those people on this earth, they only could be the negative opposite of the good testimony.
其实保罗说的那一句，知识是叫人自高自大。
Apostle Paul said that words, only knowledge can puff people up.
所在讲的其实就是这种。
Well,He talked about people like that.
当你只有头脑知识，却没有把它生活上用出去的时候
，Only you have knowledge in your head, you never put those knowledge into daily practice.
你以为你已经得着了这个真理了
？You thought you already get this truth.
其实你根本就行不出来，表示你根本就还没得着。
Well, you cannot even practice. You cannot even do it. That means.You never truly own this truth.
结果你就真的会变得很骄傲。
Well, then you will become a very arrogant person.
那这样子的麻烦就很大了。
Then you will have a lot of trouble.
你会成为教会很头痛、很头痛的人。
Then you will become the character of a headache in the church.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们现在谈了两个面向的成长。
So now we just talk about the two aspects of a growing.
我们需要学习来避免两个极端。所带来的那种错误。
Then we need to avoid the mistake caused by these two extremes.
第一个极端就是有很多有不少的弟兄姐妹常常不用心扎实的去 去读圣经，去了解圣经的真理。
Some brothers and sisters, they never truly study in depth for the Bible when they study Bible.
他们抓到一节经文，马上就要用出来了。
Oh, they grab some Bible words and they started to put into their practice.
看到圣经上说这些人不要与他来往。
Say again.
圣经上说一句话说这些人不要与他来往。
Oh, if the Bible words say, hey, that kind of a people, do not associate with them.
马上在教会里面就不跟他来往，不跟他来往了。
Right away in the church, keep distance from this brother.Keep distance from that sister.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们如果注重实践，却忽略认知。
If we only pay attention into the practice and ignore the knowledge,
我们常常都是乱用圣经。
Then we often misuse the Bible knowledge.
为主惹麻烦。
Then we cause a lot of trouble for our Lord.
另外一个极端是什么？
Well, then what is the other extreme?
今天有很多的基督徒。
Today, a lot of Christians
花了好多精神去钻研圣经。
They spend a lot of time and effort to study Bible.
连原文都查了。
Well, they all the way get to the original word.
看了好多解经书。
They study a lot of the books who explain the Bible verses.
拼命的去解释圣经。
And try their best to explain the Bible.
但是从来不用到生活上。
They never put those knowledge into their daily practice.
哦，弟兄姐妹，这些人也照样的为教会贡献了很多的问题。
Then those people also contribute a lot of problems for the church.
你一定要这两个都同时注重。
You need to put both into practice together.
我要认真的明白神的话语。
I need to clearly understand God's words.
然后我明白之后，我一定要把它。
Then I understand it, then I put into my daily practice use.
但是这里还有很宝贵的亮光。
And there's another important precious sparkle.
讲到实践性的成长，希伯来书的作者用了习练 practice 这个字。
When we talk about the practice Bible words, the author of Hebrew here used the word practice.
这个字有什么特别？
What's the special about this word?
这个字在意味着什么？
What does this word mean?
哦，弟兄姐妹，当我们在问这个问题的时候，就是竭力的想要进到深处去明白，去得到那个圣经里面的那个重要的亮光在哪里。
When we ask what is the meaning, why they so emphasize this word?
弟兄姐妹，习练这个字就是在告诉我们说，我们要实践圣经的真理，不是借着单一的行动，而是借着一系列的逐渐熟练的一个过程。
Well, here the word practice, not just practice one time, it's a series of actions in order to practice in the daily life.
换句话说，我们要把圣经的真理用到我们的生活当中，很少是一次就用的。很到位的。
So we use the Bible knowledge into our daily practice. We cannot just use it one time or one step. We can truly use it not just one time.
常常要实践好多次啊。
Many times takes many times.
很多次之后，才慢慢的越来越到位，越来越到位，把那个真理真的是活出来。
Many many times the practice.And practice makes perfect. Then we can live a truth in our life.
圣经上讲说我们要彼此认罪，有没有？
Well, the Bible verse tells us we need to commit our sins in front of each other.
很多弟兄姐妹在彼此认罪，刚开始要操练的时候都是别别扭扭的。
Well, at the very beginning when they practice the principle of committing our sins in front of each other, at the very beginning when we practice.It's really awkward.
甚至都是口是心非的。
A lot of times they say something, it's not truly what they really mean.
所以转过来跟你的弟兄或姐妹说对不起。
Well, they come to this brother and sister say, I'm sorry.
不说还好，说完他更生气。
Well, if you didn't say it, it's even better. After you say it, make the other party even get madder.
所以你就回到家里面去想说为什么会这样子呢？
When you go back home, you say, why it happens like that?
你就慢慢地发现到说原来我认罪的时候有一个心态还要再调整一下
well,
还不太对
then you realize at that time your attitude, your mood when you try to commit your sins in front of your brothers and sisters is not 100% right, you need to adjust it
原来我认罪的方式也不太有智慧应该要再调整一下
the way you commit your sins in front of your brothers and sisters is not you know, the right way. I need to improve it.
所以你实践神的话语，神话语中的这些真理，你就是一次，然后再一次，再改善一次，
yeah,
慢慢的才会越来越到位。
In order to practice God's word, it takes one time, even more. You just keep improving.
然后从习练就会到熟练。
From practice, constant use to be acquainted with.
换句话说，当我多次的习练、操练之后，慢慢的，我每次都需要向人家认罪的时候，我一认罪，哇，这个整两个人就化冰了。
Well, after I keep practicing it, and when I need to apologize to my brothers and sisters, and it's so much more easier and smoothly.
所以不要期待你要实践神的话语，一实践马上就。就一切问题都解决了。
Do not expect you practice God's word. One time you make it perfect, it's not going to happen.
神要带领我们的是一个持续的习练、练习、再练习，直到我们很熟练于将神的话语应用到我们身上。
God lead us a way which is a constantly use, constantly practice God's words eventually to the point.
所以弟兄姐妹，在这方面，我们就真的是彼此要给很多的成长的空间。
Well, brothers and sisters, we need to give each other the space to let us grow.
不要期待你的同工弟兄姐妹跟你一次认罪就让你觉得好舒服。
Do not expect one time your coworker apologize to you and will make you comfortable and happy.
不要一下子就觉得说这算是哪一门认罪？
Well, don't say, hey,
我不接受。
Are you truly apologizing to me? No, I'm not accepting it.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要给彼此，也需要给自己一个习练的过程。
And brothers and sisters, we need to give other people, also give ourselves the space to practice.
很不到位的基督徒的生活表现。没有关系，只要我们持续的在实践。
If you're not practicing the Bible in the perfect way, that's okay.
在这样一个
keep practicing.
在这样一个充满着恩典、充满接纳的一个基督的身体里面。
Well, in the Jesus Christ body, full of grace, full of acceptance.
我们会在实践上面有很棒的成长。
We are going to truly grow in the practice of the truth.
我赶快再进到第三个方面。
Let's quickly come to the
third aspect. 我们要谈到整合性的成长。
Let's talk about as overall, as a whole, to grow in the truth.
那这位作者他用通达跟分辨这两个动词来描述这个整合性的成长。
Well, the author used two words, trained and distinguish, to describe this aspect.
而这两个动词都是在表达我们基督徒属灵的生命成长到一个成熟的地步的时候会有的表现。
Well, these two words describe as a Christian when we grow to the maturity stage.
特别是在真道的成熟度上会表现在说我们对于很多生活当中、人生当中遇到的事情，我们都能够有一种有全整全性的又有贯穿力的这种属灵的智慧的判断。
Well, talk about when we go through this growing the truth, and we can treat it as overall, we can connect the different aspects.
所以这个整个从习练、熟练到通达的过程的当中
，and the process of being trained and can distinguish.
就是我们读到这段经文，我们就实践习练这段经文。
And when we read this Bible verse, and we put this Bible verse into daily practice.
我们圣经里面很多的经文，我们每次读到哪个经文，我们都要去习练那里面的真理。
And every time we read Bible verse, no matter where we read it, we need to practice those knowledge into daily.
渐渐的，我们对每一段经文的亮光、真理跟体验。就越来越熟练。
And little by little, we see the sparks of the Bible words that we see the wisdom, and we put into the daily use.
对圣经里面很多经文都变得非常的熟悉。
And we know very well about a lot of the Bible verses.
可是进一步的进到整全性的时候，就是逐渐要把这些散乱的碎片式的真理，逐渐的整合成整全的一个整体性的真理。
the little by little, we have so many knowledge because we keep studying word by word that we need to put those cracked pieces as the overall, as a whole to practice.
因为整本圣经有很多很多的真理。
Because the whole Bible has many, many truths.
都不是散乱的。
Well, they're not like cracked pieces.
都是互相归应的。
They're all connected to each other.
都是会彼此成全的。
They all can help each other to be understood.
都能够合起来成为一个整全的真理的。
And it can be an overall truth.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们就需要去学习我们实践圣经的教训的时候，慢慢越来越不是只是在实践一段经文的教导。
So when we work in the truth, when we practice, not just practice one piece, we need to practice as overall.
而是在实践整本圣经的教导。
And we need to practice in the whole teachings of the whole Bible.
不要满足于你对圣经的认识。都是这里一片那里一片每个地方都很熟但是呢你却只见树木不见树
Well, you cannot be just content and satisfied with the situation. Okay, today we study, I study this Bible verse, I can put this into daily practice and you need to practice as overall. So just like when you go to a forest, you cannot just see one tree, you need to see the overall, the big forest.
要不然有很多的弟兄姐妹常常怎么样
Then,What a lot of brothers and sisters do?
常常读到这段经文，就这样子的应用。
Then they read this Bible verse, they're going to practice this way.
如果只读到另外经文，我就会有一个不同的做法。
Then they read another Bible verse, then they change their way to practice.
如果你把两段经文放在我面前，我就傻眼了。
Then you put these two Bible verses together, then they don't know what to do.
我不知道该怎么办呢。
They don't know what to do.
读到圣经里面，保罗讲说：“我如果保罗讲说，我如果仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人。”
Or in the Bible, Apostle Paul said, "If I am pleasing the people, then I'm not a good servant for God."
就决定我不讨人的喜欢。
Then the brother and sister decide, okay, I'm not going to pleasing people.
我不怕得罪弟兄姐妹。
I don't care if you are mad at me or not.
可是如果我是读到哥林多前书的第十章的话
Then if I read the book of 1st Corinthians chapter 10
那我读到的经文是保罗在那边说我凡事都叫众人喜欢
Well, the Apostle Paul said Everything I do, I want to please people
那我就到处哇这个牧师我也讨他喜欢这个团契主席也要讨他喜欢哎呀每一个弟兄姐妹都要讨他喜欢
Then I will please everyone I will please the pastor I will please the cell group leader. I will please everyone.
这两个经文放在一起的时候，你就不知道该讨谁喜欢了。
Then if you put these two Bible verses together, you don't know who you need to be pleasing.
然后你就下一个结论说圣经自相矛盾。
Then you make the conclusion. Well, I think the Bible is really contradictory within itself.
因为你们今天早上当然没有时间去跟你解这个问题。
Well, this morning I probably don't have a time to discuss and study this.
但这两段经文是完全能够整合。
But these two Bible verses truly can connect to each other.
我们需要有这个整合的功夫。
We need to have the ability to put them together, connect them together.
让我们真正在实践圣经的教导的时候。
And when we truly practice the teachings from the Bible.
是两段经文同时在实践的。
Then I practice and connect these Bible verses together.
是整本圣经的真理，我一起来。
And I'm practicing the whole knowledge of the whole Bible.
我想时间的关系，我在整合方面我不能够谈太多。
Well, because of the time limitation, I couldn't talk about the overall too much.
对很多弟兄姐妹来说，如果你还没有好好的操练认知上的成长跟实践上的成长的话
，For a lot of brothers and sisters, if you haven't practiced well for understand the knowledge and put them into daily use.
你需要在这两方面先下功夫去操练。
You need to practice in these two aspects.
只有当你对圣经的熟悉度，比较扎实到一个地步的时候
，When you have a very solid foundation knowledge about Bible，
你才比较有那个基础，能够去做那个整合性的操练。
Then you will have the ability to practice as overall.
但是我们中间如果有些弟兄姐妹，你在认知上跟实践性的操练都已经下过很多功夫了。
Well, if among the brothers and sisters you have already paid a lot of effort in understand the Bible knowledge and also put them into the daily practice.
你就是很希望能够得到帮助来贯穿整本圣经的很多真理。
Then you do need help to how to connect all the Bible verses.And how to practice the Bible as a whole.
那我鼓励你这样子弟兄姐妹可以去读一些系统神学的。
Then I truly encourage brothers and sisters like that to study some Bible explanatory books.
Systematic
theology.
或者是基督徒伦理这方面的书。
Or about the ethics of Christianity.
因为如果是在圣经的根基上所写的这种书
if those books are based on the foundation knowledge of Christianity
它基本上都是带着你来做这种整合性的思考
It basically leads you to think and to study as an overall
那对我们就会很有帮助
That will be really helpful for you
但今天最后作为一个结论的部分我要来谈还有一个很重要的一个动词。
So today, in conclusion, I want to talk about another important words.
就是做师傅。
To be teachers.
作者说，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将圣言小学的开端定教导你。
Which verse is that?
Verse 2.
Verse 2.
Verse 12.
Verse 12 says, In fact, though, by this time, you ought to be teachers.You need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again.
他指着那一群很不长进的基督徒。
He pointed to those Christians who never grow in God's truth.
他跟他们说，你们本该做师父的。
He told them, you are the people ought to be teachers.
这些人一点都没有做师父的架势。
Well, those people, they don't even present themselves to be the teachers.
但是希伯来书的作者坚持要告诉他们。
But the author of the book of Hebrews consistently emphasized to them.
他们每一位在神的眼光，在神的意象，在神的托付里面，每一位都是要做师父的。
And every single one of them, God gives them vision. God has a vision.For them, entrust them, all need to be teachers.
弟兄姐妹，我们中间可能有很长进的基督徒。
And among us, brothers and sisters, we may have some brothers and sisters that they truly grow in the truth.
可能也有不太长进或者是很不长进的基督徒。
And some of the brothers and sisters never want to grow in the truth. They're like type of a Christian.
可是弟兄姐妹，神不会妥协他在你身上的那一个意象跟托付。
But God.Is not going to compromise his vision to you, his entrust to you.
无论你今天的光景是怎么样
No matter what kind of situation you are,
神要告诉你
God want to tell you,
你是要做师父的
You ought to be the teacher.
所以你的生命不能够停留在现状
Though your life cannot just stay in the same stage.
你必须要长进
You need to grow.
但是什么叫做做师父呢
Then what is ought to be the teacher.
哦，弟兄姐妹，不是等到你当了主日学老师才叫做做师傅。
It's not like wait until you become the teacher of Sunday school, then you are a teacher.
当你的生命在影响人的时候，就是在做师傅。
When your life is influencing other people, that's the time you are the teacher.
没错吧
？Well, is that right?
同不同意
？What do you agree?
当你的生命在影响人的时候，你就是在做师傅。
When your life is influencing others, then you are the teacher at that time.
我们每一个人在神的里面都有这样子的一个使命跟神的托付，就是你的生命必须要影响人。
In God, God give us this vision, this entrust. Your life need to influence other people.
这个世界不可以说，你这个人曾经在世界上存在过或不存在过，对这世界没有差别。
You cannot say this people, this person exists in this world. It doesn't matter this person's existence or not existence.
这是神不能接受的。
God cannot accept that.
这神绝对不能够接受一件事情，就是说他用耶稣基督整个重价把你买赎回来，结果你被买赎回来之后，你的生命对这个世界没有影响。
This. Jesus paid such price to give you the hope, salvation, eternal life. Then You have no value to this world.
哦，弟兄姐妹，如果我们在教会，我们领受了救恩，又在教会里面领受这么多的造就。
Then, if brothers and sisters, you receive your salvation, you are saved.
但是你却没有成为师父。
But you did not become a teacher.
你的生命没有再影响人。
And your life cannot influence other people.
弟兄姐妹，你是糟蹋了主耶稣的救恩呐。
Brothers and sisters, you really misuse or damage the salvation God gave to you.
你真的是糟蹋了神在教会里面对你所有的这些造就啊。
Then God gave you so many blessings in the church, and you did not really use it.
所以我们每个人都必须要成为那位做师傅的。
So every single one of us, you've got to be the person who are the teacher.
你的生命必须要在这个地图上面，在这个世界上影响很多人。
Well, your life on this map, in this world, you need to influence a lot of people.
你不能够轻看你自己。
You cannot think and look yourself lightly.
你的儿女一定必须要能够从你的身上得到真理的栽培。
Well, your children need to be cultivated by you in the truth.
不要把这个托付丢给教会。
Do not put this in trust to the church.
你的同事一定要能够从你来得着真理的启发。
Well, your co-workers need to have this revelation in truth through you.
透过你来得到福音的认识。
Through you, they could know the good news.
你的生命必须发挥这样子的影响。
Well, your life needs to have this kind of influence.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们向人家传福音的时候，我们就是在做师傅。
Well, so brothers and sisters, when you tell other people about the gospel, the good news, you are being the teachers.
我们必须做师傅，就表明我们必须要向我们身边还没有信主的人来向他们传福音。
You ought to be the teacher. That means you need to tell people about the gospels around you when they have not accept Jesus yet.
甚至我们中间有很多弟兄姐妹，可能甚至要把你带出路易比尔这个地方。
Or even brothers and sisters, God maybe lead you out of Louisville.
进到一些宣教的合场，不论是短期还长期。
Well, go to the field of a mission, no matter the long term or short term.
让神的真道能够透过你来传到那里。
Then the truth.Of God through you can spread out to those different areas.
总是还是回到那句话，我们每一个人都必须要做师父。
So come to the sentence. Important sentence is, everyone we need to be the teacher.
如果我们每个人都必须要成为师父
，If every single one of us we ought to be the teacher.
那你就不能够停留在现状。
Then you cannot just not growing, stay on the same place.
你必须在认知的这个层面上面，在神的真道上面。
Then you need to grow in the truth by understand the Bible.
你也必须要在实践的这个面向上面，在神的正道上面长。
Then you need to grow in the truth by practicing God's truth.
你也绝对不能够忘了要把所有你领受的真理整合起来，让你能够有这种整合性这样子的一个成长。
Then don't forget, you need to put understanding and practice as overall.
以至于弟兄姐妹，今天我们活出神的真道，是活出整本圣经的整全教导的这个真道。
So today we grow in truth, we live in the truth, we need to live in the overall of the truth of the Bible.
而当我们做师父，我们将神的真道带进到人的生命里面去的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们是将神的一个整全的真理的真道带进到人的生命里面去。
Then when we are the teacher, we influence.Other people, we bring the truth of overall Bible to other people's life.
这是今天神放在我们每一位的心灵的深处。
So that's what God put this truth to every single one of us, our heart and soul.
那个在真道上面成长的那个意象。
Well, the vision God gave to us is grow in the truth.
我们先祷告。
Let us all pray together.
哦，阿爸天父，我们在你面前向你。